Friends, this year should be a special schus for my dear friend Rochanan Meir ben Chai Rochel and his whole family. They should have bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. And we are continuing our series of shiurim on the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the Tzaddik Rav Yitzchak Cohen Haberman. Actually, his yortzeit is this week, Yud Gimel Teves, a big schus to learn his Torah and a big skula to learn his Torah. So we should be zoche to all of the shefa bracha that he promises he'll pray for if we spread his Torah. Vayichi Yaakov, Vayime Yaakov Shnei Chayav Sheva Shana V'Arbaim U'Ma'as Shana. So it says in the Pasuk that this is on page Tafresh Mem Dalet. It says in the Pasuk that the days of Yaakov were 7 and 40, and 100 years, 147 years. Yadu Omram, it's known what the rabbi said in Bereshis, Rabbi Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Gimel Kol Mokom Shnei Marvei Elash Enel Etzara. Whenever it says Vayihi, Vayihi is Etzara. Matzara Haisakan, what Tzara was there here for Yaakov? What do you mean Vayihi Yemei Yaakov? These days were 147. It's pretty good. Most people I know aren't living until 147. Also, we have to understand the double lashon of the pasuk. It says Yemei Yaakov, and it says Shnei Chayev. Yemei Yaakov are the days of Jacob. Shnei Chayev are the years of his life. What's the difference? And if we're just counting the days, well, the Torah doesn't tell us how many days he lived. It tells us the years of his life. So what's this kefil? Yemei Yaakov and Shnei Chayev. Achvar kasavti leil, but I already wrote earlier, says the tzaddik, the Yaakov avinu alav Hashem lo chai ki Yitzchak aviv. Shenasan mishnosav v'dabar ha-melech. That Yaakov avinu didn't live like Yitzchak, his father, that he gave his years to David ha-melech, which is brought in the Pnei David in our parsha in Oschav Zayin. There he brings that it says Nezor HaKadosh, David HaMelech was supposed to be a Nefil, he's supposed to be a stillborn, and Yaakov and Yosef gave David HaMelech from their years. Yitzchak lived 180 years, and Yaakov was also supposed to live 180 years, and he only lived 147 years, 33 years less than his father, and that he gave to David. Yosef was supposed to live 147 years. He lived 110 years. That's less than his father, 37 years. And those are the years that he gave to David. So David got 37, and he got 33. So what's 37 and 33? 70, and lo and behold, that's how long David HaMelech lived. And he got his years from Yaakov and Yosef. So that's what the tzaddik is saying over here, that Yaakov Avinu didn't live as long as his father Yitzchak did, because he gave of his years to David HaMelech. Ulechor HaKashim, Medivri Chazal, and Zohar, and Yalkut Shimon, Yishar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Rishon, David Yesh Lo Chaim Gimel Shos, Menas No Adam Rishon, Ayin Shana, Me'at Lo Mertzuch Likach Od Pam, Yaakov Yosef. Everybody knows, we learned this when we were little kids, that Adam HaRishon gave David 70 years, gave David 70 years. So if Adam Rishon already gave David 70, then why do Yaakov and Yosef have to give Yaakov 70, give David 70? He already got 70 from Adam. Yeah, David wasn't sleeping, right? We all know the Gemara Brachas. David wasn't sleeping at night. So therefore, he's living double like everyone else is living. And therefore, twice he has to be given 70 for the days and for the nights. Most people are only up by day. David is up by day and by night, so he's got to get 70 from both. Got to get 70 twice. V'nei b'parshas v'yetze b'pasuk v'yishkav b'makom ahu perish Rashi aval yidal shana sheshimesh b'beis eiver lo haya yashin she'elamid ko agam b'layla. It says he laid down in that place, and Rashi explained, but 14 years that he was mishamish in the house of Eiver, that he was learning Torah in Yeshiva Shem Eiver, lo haya yashin, he wasn't sleeping, because he was learning also at night. V'nei Yaakov ayosu kei nimsa k'v'yachol hayushnasu shalo shenasin l'davit chashuvim k'ful k'noshosu shal davit. So it turns out that if Yaakov also wasn't a sleeping man, so then he was also giving double the years. If the whole word is that David HaMelech's years were double because he wasn't sleeping nights, then Yaakov Avinu also those 14 years were double because he wasn't sleeping nights. So V'tachas shenasen lo lamed gimel shana hayimaspik sheyitin lo tezayin shana v'chetzi v'yayim ken yachol lichyos kufsamach gimel shanim. So if you assume that it wasn't only during those 14 years, but in general, Yaakov wasn't a sleeper, then he didn't have to give David 33 years. He could have given him 16 and a half years. 16 and a half is half 33. Could have given 16 and a half, and that's also double years. And therefore, if he's only giving him 16 and a half, then instead of living 147 years, he's living 163 years, because he's getting another 16 years. That's why it says in the Pasuk that the days of Yaakov, the years of his life, that in the years of his life, the nights were not taken into cheshbon, just the days. And therefore, since the nights weren't taken into account, just the days, what did he have to do when he gave David? He had to give David 33 years, because he couldn't give him 16 and a half, because if you were to give him 16 and a half, that's if you would considered counted his nights as well. But we're not counting Yaakov's nights. When Hashem is deciding how long Yaakov is going to live, we're only counting his days. That's what it says, Yemei Yaakov, the days. Days is coming to exclude nights. So, since it's the days of Yaakov, it's Vayhi, it's a Lashon Tzara. Because now only the days are being counted. If only the days are being counted, when he gives David HaMelech his years, he's going to have to give him the full 33, and he's not going to be able to give him 16 and a half, because he's only giving away his days. And therefore he only lived 147 years, otherwise he would have lived 163. And that's the Vayihi, that's the Lashon Tzar. Wow, who would have thought of that? And we continue on, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chav Tes, V'yikra L'vino Yosef, he calls his son Yosef, etc. Yimna Matzasi Chen Beinech, etc. Al Natik Bereni B'Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, calls Joseph, he says, if I find favor in your eyes, please don't bury me in Egypt. B'Sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu, Tama Hechan Yishe Yaakov, Hestapigin Matzah Chen Be'enei B'no, She'avo Mikol Banav. What do you mean? Yaakov Avinu has a suffix, if he found favor in the eyes of Yosef. Yosef was his special son. What does he have to say? If I find favor in your eyes, please don't bury me in Egypt. Just say, please don't bury me in Egypt. And he also makes him swear, Simna Yudcha Tachas Yerechi, Vasisa Medi Chesed Ve'emes, and do truth with me, do kindness with me. Just say, please bury me in Mitzrayim, please don't bury me in Mitzrayim, and that's it. And of course, Yosef is going to listen to whatever he says. Ubefrat called him Tirasa, the Kaimelan Afilu B'Stam Odom, Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Emes. We have a rule, Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Emes. If you know somebody wrote a doctorate on it. So it's a mitzvah to be mekayem divrei ha-meis, and you have to fulfill the mitzvah to fulfill the words of the meis. So anybody have to fulfill his will. So certainly Yosef HaTzadik is going to fulfill the will of Yaakov Avinu. So what does he have to make all these apologies for? To ask him to bury him in Egypt, and then Vayitri says to him, then he swears. Just ask, Vizel. So, the answer is, B'nirel ani yuzdaiti, d'hinei le'el, anuchi ha-reidi mecha Mitzrayim, anuchi ha-alcha. Kos v'mforshim, d'kevish ha-nechshav, l'avram avinu, k'tzas chet, b'yudas ala Mitzrayim, kosh k'sab ha-ramban, alken olach Yaakov, l'mokom, sh'nigla ha-kodesh baruch hu, l'avram avinu, l'yitzchak avinu, sh'yodiyu, em Hashem yisbaruch maskim, l'erid l'Mitzrayim olo. That, it says earlier on, that God says to Jacob, I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will go up with you from Egypt, and I will raise you up from Egypt. So the Mefarshim write that since Avram Avinu did a little bit of a sin, like the famous Ramban 12:10, that Avram Avinu did a little bit of a sin when he went down to Mitzrayim in the time of the famine. Therefore, Halach Yaakov l'makom, Yaakov went to the place where God revealed Himself to Avram and Yitzchak. And he wanted to know, does God agree that I should go down to Mitzrayim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, and he said, I'll take you out of there. And then he definitely told this to his sons, and therefore it says, Vayakom Yaakov Meber Sheva Shenesaro Misham B'cheshek. So he went to Be'er Sheva. This is where he was, and that's where Hashem had appeared to his forebears, and that's where Hashem appeared to him. And then he left, but he left with Cheshek. V'yisu banav es Yaakov aviyam. Shebevadei mishev tiach ha'sa'av yikayim avtacha gam labanim. V'yalo sam biyachad im aviyam. So somebody who promised the father is going to also mekayim avtacha to the children. So Yaakov was satisfied and the kids were satisfied that God's going to take care of all of them. But Yosef, he didn't breathe a word about this too. To say Yeroea, Matzavu b'Mitzrayim, to call Yom Yachshav le'agi asman shemalasav v'esachav misham b'yishar ki yichidi kimelufnim, because this is going to weaken, shaken his situation in Mitzrayim, because everybody's going to think to himself, maybe it's the time that God is going to take my father and my brothers out of Egypt, and I'm going to remain alone like the old days. So Hashem is not going to let him out. So what did Yosef had to start arguing with Paro, and he had to convince him. To let him go. He said, I swore. And if you make me revoke this vow, I'm going to revoke the vow that I made to you. And he made a condition. I'm going to bury my father and I'm going to come back. Paro wasn't letting him go so quickly. So that was what Yosef was afraid of. That he's going to end up in Mitzrayim alone because Paro's not going to let him leave. And now, but Yaakov wanted to speak to Yosef. He didn't know about that promise that Hashem made him, that Hashem's going to go out with them from Mitzrayim, take them out of Mitzrayim. It's going to be so difficult for him. Therefore now was the correct time to speak about Yosef. And Yosef didn't know about this Havtacha. And it's not going to be so difficult for Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Because the other kids, they know about the Havtacha. They know that Hashem promised Yaakov that he's going to take him out of Egypt. And now the kids see, wait a second. Yaakov is leaving Egypt, and we're still stuck here. So they're going to think that they're lost. They're going to think that the Havtacha was only given to Yaakov. And Yaakov, now they're going to think the promise is only given to Yaakov. The promise is fulfilled. Yaakov goes out, and he's buried in Eretz Yisrael. And there's no promise for them. And therefore he didn't tell this to his other children. And that explains why he only told Yosef. Told Yosef not to bury him in Mitzrayim. Bury him in Kivrei Avos in Eretz Yisrael. Because if he tells the other sons, they're going to feel like, oh, they're lost. Now dad is gone. And Hashem's not going to fulfill the promise to him. He's not going to fulfill the promise to us. And we're stuck here forever. But Yosef didn't know from the whole story in the first place about the promise to Yaakov, so he's not going to be worried about it. That Yaakov was concerned that he should find favor in the eyes of Yosef, find charm in the eyes of Yosef. Maybe the reason for this is, based on what the rabbis tell us, cited in Rashi 47:10,
Yosef
וכן אמר לו יעקב, אם נא, גם אתה תסובל אלבון על ידי. לא תשחשב בזה, ידע כי לא תחשוש לטובס עצמך כלל נגד רצוני. אז אני בטוח בבקשתי אליך, שלא תחשב התועל שיגיע לך או לאחיך מארץ קברי אצלם במצרים. תעשה רצוני ללכן אש כבני ארץ הלבוס ומרסך בל בארץ ישראל. Maybe the reason he said, if I find favor in your eyes, is because Rashi brings that when Yaakov came to Paro, he blessed him that the Nile should come up towards him. And so it was, and that stopped the famine. As Rashi says in Pasgud, Vayvarach Yaakov k'derach kol neftarim milifnei asarim. When somebody leaves the masters, the ministers, mevarachim osam venotlim rishus. They bless them, they take rishus. Uma bracha bercho, what bracha did he give him? Shiala nilus l'raglov, that the Nile should come up to him. Fishen Mitzrayim shosam egeshamim, because Mitzrayim doesn't get rain, ala nilus olam ashke. The Nile goes up and waters the crops. And boom! Now the Nile is watering the land. And now they're going to have crops. And then the famine is ending. And what's going to come out from that is Yosef until now was considered holy. Because everybody knew Baruch Hai that he spoke with divine spirit, with Ruach HaKodesh. But when the famine stops after 2 years, and Yaakov said, Yosef said that there's going to be a famine for another 5 years, Mitzrayim, Amlo Binos, a nation without understanding, are going to think that Yosef lied. And then from here on in, you can't trust him, you can't believe anything he says. So it turns out that because of Yaakov's bracha, Yosef was very insulted, was very makes Yosef look bad, because Yosef said 7 year famine, but because of Yaakov's bracha it was only 2 years. Please, even though you suffered because of me, you were sovel elbon because of me, don't worry about it. I will know that you're not worried about your own benefit against my will. And then I am sure that when I ask you for something, you are not going to think about your own benefit when I am buried in Mitzrayim, and you are going to do what I said to bring me and place me by my avos in Ma'aretz HaMachpelah in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the idea of if I find favor in your eyes, he thought, he assumed he found favor in his eyes. Why? Because he made Yosef look bad, and Yosef didn't seem to care. So he says, you're not concerned with looking bad in people's eyes, that you predicted 7 years and it was only 2 years? So great. Then I know that you're not concerned with yourself. Your ego doesn't get involved. And it's all about other people. It's about me. It's about doing the right thing. It's about being a tzaddik. It's about doing the MS. So therefore, Yaakov says to Yosef, okay, then do me a favor. I know that you're not worried about yourself. And I know, therefore, that you're not going to say that you're going to bury me in Mitzrayim because it's better for you and your brothers. Because you're not worried about yourself. You're worried about me. Your concern is me. So therefore, I found favor in your eyes. Yaakov understood he found favor in his eyes. And therefore he says, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since Yosef swore, he took an oath, so he's going to work hard by Paro to elevate Yaakov and bury him there in Eretz Yisrael. And then the other children are not going to oppose this. Right, even though now it's going to be sad for them because now their father's leaving and they think they're stuck there in Mitzrayim. And to make it certain, ensure the secrecy of the matter, so he didn't tell them until the day he died. And then he gathered all of his children. He says, don't worry about it, God's going to be with you, and he's going to take you out of Golus. And then he told them, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Chavtes, Vayitzav, Osam, Vayomer Alehem, Anina Safal Ami, Kivrosi Alavosai, Alamura Shebestef Ronachiti. Then he instructed them, saying to them, I'm about to be gathered to my kin, bury me with my fathers in a cave which is in the field of Ephron the Chittite. So now he tells them, all right, I'm revealing to you the secret that I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Then he finishes commanding his children, and he dies and he's gathered unto his people. And now it has the power of a command of somebody who's deathly ill, who's on his deathbed, and it is a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the dead person. And Yosef had already taken an oath, Bishtadel Eitzel Paro, and he worked hard to convince Paro to let him do this and bring him to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Al Kain Tirgem Inkulus Al Kol Na Shebepasuk Zeh Ka'an Lokom Moshe Tirgem Leil Al Na Bibo Lashin Bakasha Vein Bezeh Kol Kach Zaros Lo Yidim Divrei Ramban Davos Lo Kim Atar Al Eretz Yisrael Vakein Shap Ritzach Yaakov Vavakei Shal Zeh Mi Yosef Velo Hispik Sivui Kanal. So when it says na in the pasuk, na normally means, and unklus is normally matargim very often, bivo, which is a lashon of bakasha. And here, unklus is matargim ka'an, which means now. Why not bakasha? Because he didn't have to make a bakasha, because Yosef is mushba. Yosef swore, and since Yosef swore, and there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, then he doesn't need to use a lashon of bakasha. And the Ramban writes famously that the Avos were only Mekayim Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he asked Yosef to swear. It wasn't enough just to tell him. He just would have told him, okay, so mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, but you're not chayav to keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he made him swear, and this way he will swearing you have to do, even if you don't keep the Torah, even Goyim have to keep Shavuos, as we well know. So here we have a little bit more understanding in this whole give and take about burying in Eretz Yisrael, and why Dafka Yosef and not his brothers. In the end he told the brothers, and we should be Zocha Mitzvah Shem very soon to be reunited with our Avos in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.